Hey guys, Chicago injury lawyer Scott DeSalvo here. Driving to my nephew's fourth birthday party. And obviously it's the weekend. I'm wearing my casual polo shirt. I thought of another video topic that I think is good information for you to have if you've been involved in a work injury. So the question is, how long does a workers' comp case take, right? That's something lots of people who got injured, they're like, is this thing going to take forever? Is it going to drag out? So there's a couple of things that I can tell you. First of all, you have to be done treating, or we have to know exactly what your diagnosis is or what your outcome is going to be before we can wrap a case up, right? So I always try to settle cases if it's possible, and if they can't be settled, then I push them to trial as fast as possible. But I can't do either one of those things until and unless we know exactly what's wrong with you, and then preferably you reach what's called MMI, maximum medical improvement. And we need to know that, because maximum medical improvement means, all right, he hurt his back, but he's as good as he's going to get. And sometimes as good as you're going to get means you're completely back to normal or pretty close. Or sometimes as good as you're going to get means they've done a surgery or two on you and you're still all messed up, right? And that's when, you know, the value of the case comes in. Obviously, a serious permanent injury is worth a lot more money than just a temporary back injury. But the point is, I don't want to settle your case until we know how bad the injury is. So here's a for example. I had a guy who was really tight on money, and he had a serious back injury. His doctor said, I want you to have back surgery. You know, we tried therapy, we tried injections to your back. Your back is still all messed up. You can't go back to work and do your job as a truck driver. But the guy was tight on money, and he just said, is there some way you can get the doctor to send me back to work and just settle my case, right? And so what I told him was, what happens to you if you don't have the surgery, we settle your case, and then you can't work? Like, you try to work for a couple days and you end up in the emergency room. You can see, because here's what you got to know. When we settle a case, or if we go to trial on a case and we get a ruling one way or the other for you, we win the case, that means it's over. And we can't go back and ask for more money after the case is settled or after we get a verdict on the case, right? So you can see why it's super important to know exactly what the injury is. And if we don't know what the injury is and we settle the case, you could really be setting yourself up for a big problem, right? Because, you know, let's say I get you $20,000, $30,000 for a back strain case, and then a month later you need surgery. Well, who's going to pay for it, right? Who's going to pay you while you're off work? Those are all things you get in workers' comp, but if we already settled the case, I can't go back and ask for more. Well, I mean, I could go back and ask for more, but they're going to go tell me jump in the river, right? So that's what you got to know about, like, how long does it take for a workers' comp case to go. Now, once we know what your injury is and we know what your outcome is, I move pretty quickly. Like, within 60 days, I got to know whether the other side, whether the workers' comp insurance wants to settle the case. And if they don't, I'll just notice it up for trial. And a lot of times noticing it up for trial gets these guys to pay, you know, pay some money. So the problem is getting in front of the judges, getting in front of the arbitrator. So your case gets assigned to an arbitrator, and then just like anybody else, those guys are busy. They've got a bunch of cases on their call. Everybody's competing for attention. Plus, you know, look, they get to take vacation too, right? So it is it sometimes can take a delay a little while to get in front of a judge on a trial. But once you notice it up, the other side knows you're serious. And then a lot of times they'll get pretty serious about trying to resolve the case. Last thing I'll mention is, if you get hurt at work and they cut off your benefits, meaning they won't approve a doctor visit and or they're not sending you your TTD or your temporary total disability or the money they pay you when you're off work with a doctor's note. If they stop paying you, you have to be off work for 6 weeks before I can even go in front of the judge on a what's called a 19B motion to get you paid, right? So there are some delays built into the system that lawyers don't have any control over, but that's pretty much, you know, you may listen to this and say, oh, this is like lawyer talk. He's not giving us a straight answer. The answer to how long does a comp case take basically is we can't settle the case until you're done treating or until we know what your condition is. You're at MMI. And then just understand that there are built-in things that delay a quick resolution as much as we'd like to get them for you. So if you're hot to settle your case, but you're still in a lot of pain and you're still going to the doctor, you cannot settle your case. Don't do it, okay? Thanks for watching. I might shoot a video later today. If I do, I'll probably have some sunburn because it's going to be an outdoor party for my nephew. Thanks for watching. If I can be of assistance, please give me a holler. Have a great day.